posting a question on Facebook that we'll talk about tomorrow. We actually was part of the crazy ass Kyle question this morning, which was you can't go wrong with blank. Kyle said espresso, which kind of shocked me that he didn't really go more of the salad route. So I was
radish.
Yeah. But he did say that he has the fat-free milk, and then he has all the, you know.
Woo, 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 woo.
He's, you know, one of those people that come up there, can I have the skinny latte with the fresh blown milk and all that?
Yeah. Hold the deliciousness and add ice.
So he's got that. You, I think, stole the show. You just said you can't go wrong with gravy.
Smother and cover it, baby. You want a corn dog with gravy on it? I'll give it a try.
Yeah.
You want a hot dog with gravy on it? Why not? You want a chicken fries? Yeah. Chicken fried chicken? Yeah. You want some scrambled eggs with gravy? Yeah. Tater tots with some cheese and gravy? Yeah.
Yeah.
You can put gravy on anything. You really could.
Mine is taking a nap. You can't go wrong with a nap.
A properly placed nap, too, when it's just the air conditioning is right, the bed is right, the pillow's right, the sounds are right. You know what I'm talking about? Like,
I seem to be napping more, and I don't know why. I don't know if my medication's off, or I'm just depressed and don't know
perfect.
It.
Perfect. You're just like, yeah, I'm relaxed. I'm comfortable.
I don't know, but I seem to be tired a lot, and that's concerning to me.
Well, but. And you're at the age now where, like with Howard Stern, he always took a nap between 10 and noon.
Oh.
He talked about it all the time.
Well, I do, because for years now, I've been doing morning radio for 30-plus years.
Whoa!
And I've gotten up at 3 in the morning, and when I first started, it was, oh, man, was it hard, because you'd get, like,
well,
start
you were
Monday.
Young. Of course it was hard.
Yeah, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and then by Friday, you were like, oh, this is awful. Now,
it is awful.
Now I'm old, and I beat the alarm clock, and I don't know if that's
you're
supposed
excited
to
go to
thing.
Work at 2:30 in the morning.
Well, I don't know if it's excited to go to work, and I love my job, but I wouldn't say, you know, I get up and go, woo-hoo!
Right, right.
No. I think I get up and I was just like, whew. Yeah. So on those, but I nap in a lot more.
Are you at that age now where you're just happy you woke up? You're like, yay!
You know, I'm not going to lie. That's so true. I used to call it my noon 30 nap. Yes. I used to always have to be home by noon 30, and it was noon 30 nap time.
Mm-hmm.
But now with more responsibilities, that noon 30 nap turns into the 2:30. And
pushed to 2:30, I've noticed for me too.
And you've said this is true. Anybody who gets up super early in the morning knows around 3 o'clock, if you decide that you want a nap, that is a bad thing to do, because you have to go to bed early.
Yep.
In order to get up early, because I go to bed at 9.
So I think noon 30 nap is absolutely the perfect time, because you could take an hour nap or something about there, and you'd be just fine. If you do the same hour nap at 3 o'clock, you just ruined your sleep schedule.
Yeah, and I used to be able to do the 30 minutes, and I'd get up, and I'd go to the gym, and I'd go, you know, do whatever. I'd eat, go to gym, I'd be all ready to go. And now I wake up and go like, yeah, I'll probably sleep for another hour or two. I'm just that old man. I don't know.
Nothing
I don't know.
Wrong with that. Yeah. Oh, what's on Days of Our Lives right now? I'll take another nap.
Yeah, so Napa's, you can't go wrong with extra fries. I notice when you get a little extra fries at the bottom of the bag, that's always a nice
especially
little
those
surprise.
Fries are covered in gravy. Right?
Do you ever, now here's a question, like when you get fries for the family or friends, right? They always put everything in the bag.
They do.
Do you always look for the fry that has the most fries, and then you keep the bag because you always know there's going to be extra in there?
I absolutely do.
Yeah.
I'm saying it with a smile because I'm a little embarrassed. I absolutely do.
When McDonald's came in the other day and they gave us, you know, the fries.
Yeah,
and
McDonaldland meal.
Yeah, I did that to you.
Oh, it's okay. It's okay. It doesn't hurt my feelings.
I just want to admit that I was like, here's a fry for you.
But I honestly believe it's like a first come, first serve type thing. You were the guy with the bag. You dished out the meals. And if you reaped the spoils of war or whatever, so that's fine.
I will say the bag of fries was pretty even. But I saw a couple sticking out that just felt like it was a little bit more.
They didn't belong.
And then I took that fry, and then when I got the bag and I separated the food, because I separated like Groobs was 5.
Yep.
And I do that because I did that with my kids. You know, cut the burger in half because we got a...
I liked it, too.
We had a quarter... You did, didn't you?
I did.
You get a quarter pounder. We had a quarter pounder, and then we had the nuggets. So I cut the burger in half, which was a pretty even slice.
And we each got 5 nuggets each.
Yes.
And I'm honestly going to not lie. That was a great meal. Splitting the nuggets in half and splitting a burger in half. The best of both worlds.
I so went dad on you on that.
It was fun.